Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, just back from Washington, D.C. for the last couple of days. And I want to share with you my thoughts about what is taking place and what will be taking place in the near term based on information I've received really from the belly of the beast. This, folks, this report is coming to you from, again, from my experience, from information I received from individuals who are in the know. And that you need to know. First of all, I cannot understate the description of what I saw, what I experienced there, something that resembled a zombie apocalypse, programmed, robotic, and effeminate men, people oblivious to what is going on, people watching the media about these, about the, especially with the January 6th hearing. And a deep delusion that's embracing what seemed to be the majority of the population, at least there within the Beltway and virtually outside of the Beltway as well among many people. In the shadow of the illicit, unlawful, and unconstitutional unselect committee, ostensibly, allegedly investigating the January 6th incident of the Capitol, Washington was abuzz with the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson. If you're unfamiliar with this individual, many people inside the Beltway obviously are not unfamiliar. They're very familiar, I should say. She provided incredulous, a third party, and at best hearsay testimony without any question regarding the veracity or even the practical possibility of events she outlined. What I want to do is I want to play a clip of the of her testimony, testimony that is attempting that people are attempting to kind of bury in place of other parts of her testimony. But this in particular somehow gathered the interest and embracement by the mainstream legacy media. This will be the select portion of her testimony that's part of the how can I even put this, because it's so incredulous, it's part of the discussion among the media personalities, among the people who are walking the streets and saying, my gosh, look at what happened. Look at what happened during the tenure when President Trump was in office. We cannot have this again. Here this is right now. I want to show you this clip.
What happened in the president's vehicle when the Secret Service told him he would not be going to the Capitol?
The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now. To which Bobby responded, sir, we have to go back to the West Wing. The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol.
All right, that never happened. Based on information I received, that never happened. Just to be clear. That never happened. I spoke with someone who has direct knowledge of this. And despite the fact that the Secret Service agent present in that vehicle, and by the way, I've seen that vehicle when it was here. Well, I've seen that vehicle, and it would be absolutely impossible for the president to do any of that. But hey, don't let facts get in the way of a good story. But I spoke with someone who laughed at this testimony. But he nearly cried about the unquestioned response and embracement of her fantasy. The mind-numbed zombies, including members of the media and especially members of the media, embraced her fantasy as their own. This was a talk all throughout D.C. The only reason, folks, for doing so is to destroy the will, the morale, and the heart and soul of every patriotic American. Folks, America has been infiltrated by the communist ideologues raised and refined in the late 60s. That is their, that's their mantra. Back in the 60s, early 70s, that communist infiltration was so deep, and even the mid 60s, well, subsequent to the Korean War, actually, but I digress. These people now and their satanic offspring are at war with the average American citizen. You and I, that's you and me. Make no mistake about this. War is on our doorstep. The far left ideologues are blinded with an unfettered hatred I have never seen in my life. They are blinded with this hatred of all things that have made America great. And they're bringing war to your doorstep, to my doorstep. They're using every tool. They're using every tactic, every emotional frailty of an already fractured populace to destroy each and every one of us. They cannot change. Those, I should say, who cannot change any of us through their behavior modification tactics, the carrot and stick approach, the masks, the lockdowns. That's a tactic, a tool of the left. Those who they cannot change through that behavior modification, they will imprison or worse. Let me show you this clip now from Tucker Carlson. This, and forgive me, I'm not sure I know exactly when this took place or when this was done. I've been traveling, so I don't know. But this spells it out very well. And it explains in a few minutes. He explains in a few minutes what's going on. Now, I don't find any of this humorous. I don't find any of this funny. I don't find any of this lighthearted. Because each and every one of us are going to be in a position where war is at our doorstep. If not now, soon. Here is the clip from Tucker Carlson. Listen to this. Pay attention to what Tucker Carlson is saying here, because I witnessed this in D.C. Here it is.
The absurdity of it, the hollowness of it, sends the message. We run the justice system now. You are powerless. And that is the same message the Biden administration has sent to America for the last year and a half with the help of Merrick Garland, the most political attorney general in history. Here's a list of the things they've done because no one else has assembled it. Here we go. January 27th, 2021, days after Joe Biden's inauguration, the Justice Department arrests a man called Douglas Mackey, known online as Ricky Vaughn. You heard very little about this. Why? Because Douglas Mackey had extremist political views. But under the American system, it doesn't matter if you have unattractive or unpopular views. Your views are protected by the First Amendment. He was arrested for what? A crime? No. For creating internet memes that made fun of Hillary Clinton. But according to the Justice Department, those memes, quote, deprived individuals of their constitutional right to vote. So he went to jail. Then on February 3rd of the same year, 2021, the FBI raids the homes of Russell Taylor and Alan Hostetler. What did they do wrong? Well, they organized a lawful political rally on January 6th. They even had a permit for the rally. Taylor also committed the grave offense of being seen with Roger Stone in the days before January 6th. That's now a crime, too. Not in a free country, but in ours. Then on April 28th, 2021, the Fed seized the cell phones and computers belonging to the president's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. That didn't used to be allowed. You can't seize the records of someone's attorney. Those are confidential lawyer-client communications. Now, at the time, we were told that Rudy Giuliani had done something illegal in Ukraine. The walls were closing in. He was never charged with anything like that because it was all fake. But they got his privileged communications anyway. Then on June 24th, 2021, the feds raided the home of a Giuliani associate called George Dixon. The FBI never explained the purpose of that raid, but Dixon was working on a documentary about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and their business dealings in Ukraine. And that's no longer allowed. A direct attack on the free press, not covered by the media. And then, because this list does go on January 19th, 2021, a journalist at InfoWars called Owen Schroyer was arrested and charged. Why? Well, according to the federal complaint, Schroyer told the crowd on January 6th, quote, Today we march for the Capitol because on this historic January 6, 2021, we have to let our congressmen and women know, and we have to let Mike Pence know that they stole the election, end quote. Now, you may not agree with that, or maybe you do, it doesn't matter. That's protected speech under our Constitution. But under Joe Biden, it's a crime. And then on November 6, 2021, the FBI raided the homes of several more journalists who worked for Project Veritas, including the organization's founder, James O'Keefe. What did they do wrong? Drug trafficking? Human trafficking? No. They reported on a diary written by Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley. And in that diary, Biden's daughter writes, reveals to the rest of us, that Joe Biden showered with her in a way that she described as inappropriate and that she blames for making her sexually compulsive in later life. For having access to that information, the FBI raided Project Veritas.
I'm sorry, so what is this regarding?
This is a search warrant. This open up.
So there's another team coming up?
Yeah.
So maybe we'll split up. It's still like areas out.
Oh, Trump's a fascist. Remember that? Did Trump's DOJ raid the homes of a lot of journalists who embarrassed his children? No, you don't remember that because it didn't happen. But Joe Biden's Justice Department has done that. And then they kept going. Later that same month, on November 15th of last year, the Justice Department arrested one of the most prominent critics. That would be former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. Now, what did Steve Bannon do wrong? Did he commit a crime on January 6th? No, he didn't. And no one claims otherwise. Instead, Bannon's crime was that he didn't bend the knee for the January 6th committee. He cited executive privilege. According to Nancy Pelosi, that means Steve Bannon belongs in jail.
Do you think people who refuse to comply with congressional subpoenas should be prosecuted by the Justice Department and at the end of the day go to jail?
Yes.
You do?
I do. Well, first of all, this, you know, people say, well, this hasn't happened before. We haven't had an insurrection incited by the President of the United States and one of his toadies having knowledge of advanced knowledge of that happening. So, in fact, it's important for a number of reasons. It's important for us to find the truth about what happened on January 6th, an assault on our Constitution, our Congress, and our Capitol.
No. But to be clear, they're not interested in finding the truth. They're not interested in finding anything except their or implementing anything except their ideology against the will of the American people. I just want people to understand exactly how bad this is. War is coming to your doorstep. Now, that war might not look like a conventional war. You may not be picked up in an FBI raid for having a hard drive, copy of a hard drive of Hunter Biden, or a copy of a hard drive of Hillary Clinton's emails, or a copy of a hard drive of some of the other information that's fettered away in the basement of the FBI. We know where it's at. We know who has this, and nothing is being done. Proof that Joe Biden, for example, and Hunter Biden colluded with the Chinese. Financial transactions. It's all here, folks. It's all here in this hard drive. You can watch the rest of the clip. I will put the link in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. But I want to close with this. Many of you know that I really like the words of Thomas Paine. I understand the story behind Thomas Paine. I understand all of that. But to paraphrase what Thomas Paine said in Common Sense. Again, this is a paraphrase of many of his writings, but Common Sense being one. And I've adapted to today's situation. The left is inviting you to barbarous destruction, and men must be either stupid or rogues or fools that will not see it. I dwell not upon the vapors of imagination. I bring reason to your ears and in language as plain as A, B, C. Hold the truth up to your eyes. The heart that feels not now is dead. And I've seen that, by the way, over the last couple of days. The blood of his children will curse his cowardice. Who shrinks back at a time when little might have saved the whole and made them happy, given them the chance to live the American dream that once was but is not now. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink. But he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves of his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. And folks, that's what we intend to do. Not all treasures of this world, so far as I believe, writes Thomas Paine, could have induced me to support an offensive war. In the final moments of my stay at Washington, D.C., outside of D.C. at Arlington National Cemetery, I looked at over the thousands, of tens of thousands of graves of men who fought for our country. Writes Thomas Paine, for I think that's murder. But if a thief breaks into my house, burns and destroys my property, and kills or threatens to kill me or those that are in it, and to, quote, bind me in all cases to his absolute will, am I to suffer it? My answer to that is, of course, not. Again, war is at our doorstep. What signifies it to me, writes Thomas Paine, whether he who does it is a king or common man, my country, man or not my countrymen, whether it be done by an individual villain or by an army of them. If we reason to the root of things, we shall find no difference. Neither can any just cause be assigned why we should punish in one case and pardon in the other. And what are we seeing today? This lack of justice, but presence of a two-tiered legal system, writes Thomas Paine, and I echo the sentiment. Let them call me rebel and welcome. I feel no concern from it, but I should suffer the misery of devils. Were I to make a whore of my soul by swearing allegiance to one whose character is that of a sottish, stupid, stubborn, worthless, brutish man. I conceive likewise a horrid idea in receiving mercy from a being who at the last day shall be shrieking to the rocks and mountains to cover him and fleeing with terror from the orphan, the widow, and the slain of America. Folks, that's where I believe we are headed today. That's where I believe that to be the final and even desired outcome. To cause chaos where none exists. To sow lies where truth should abound. You and I, folks, are in the crosshairs of a very volatile, very determined, and very ideological driven enemy. And that enemy is your enemy, my enemy, and the enemy of America. In my personal view, based on all my assessments, that enemy is the legacy media, the permanent bureaucrats in the Washington, D.C. power structure, power base, and of course the unelected, installed regime of Biden, Harris, Pelosi, and others. Prepare for discomfort. A summer of potential rage, a summer of potential anger is going to turn into a fall of shortages, a fall of discomfort, a fall of a time that we've not seen in our lifetimes. Lastly, there are cases that cannot be overdone or overstated by language, and this is one. There are persons, too, who see not the extent of the evil which threatens them. They solace themselves with hope of that the enemy, if the enemy succeeds, will be merciful. It is the madness of folly to expect mercy from those who have refused to do justice. And even mercy, where conquest is the object, is only a trick of war. The cunning of the fox is as murderous as the violence of the wolf, and we ought to guard equally against both. Folks, that is the bottom line. I'm Doug Hagman for the Hagman Report. Thanks for listening. God bless.